Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Everybody wants to know NFTs. Shout out to my brother 19 Keys.
Absolutely.
NFTs, is it a bubble or is it not a bubble?
I don't want to be salacious, I will say, and I'm going to be gracious about it. But just like when we had Web 2.0, there were a lot of companies that had .coms that were not of value. Is the NFT market a sustainable market? Yes. Will it be impactful? Yes. Will Web 3.0 be the greatest thing ever in this space? Yes. Are smart contracts key? Yes. I'm going to tell a lot of you right now that most of the projects that you're buying have absolutely no value, however. So you want to lean on projects and creatives who have, and of course, I'm happy for Gary, love Gary Dealey. Gave me a ton of money. Shout out to people. I appreciate you. But a lot of people are copying projects and they're not going to last in 3 or 4 years. For those of you that have been around in crypto for a while, I have the contrary to popular belief. There was an initial run in 2017 in NFTs and it went up and it came back down. Make sure you are investing across the board in projects that have value and sustainability. Because I don't want you guys to give up your Ethereum and Solana to be in some of these projects, which is a kind version of robbery right now. Because since it's digital, the one thing I will agree with Dave Ramsey on, we talked about that last week, when you pay with a credit card or debit card, you don't feel the expense. If you have to actually lay out $150,000 for a JPEG that is non-fungible, you wouldn't pay it. But since it's in crypto, people don't care. They're treating it like it's no value or monopoly money. There are a couple projects that I love dearly. I mean, be mindful of investing in projects that really have value and that will be here in 3 or 4 years. That's all I'll say. Yeah.
And it's extremely important to, everybody has different philosophies on it, but every NFT is not created equal. Mm-mm. So like, the NFTs that's really attached to something, those have like real, intrinsic tangible value, yeah. like real, like right now, right? Like you can get an NFT and then it might be attached to an educational program, or it might be attached to a live experience, or yeah. it might be attached to merch, things of that nature. Whereas you could just get an NFT of like a monkey on a wall. That could be have value too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, it just depends on how you look at it. I don't want to like discredit that, but you know, I just say that to say that my personal opinion is that yeah, it's like anything, like especially like when it gets popular. It's like crypto, like a couple years
ago. It's overinflated bubble, yeah. In 2016.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like it was like so many different coins and all of these masternodes and all of this, and you know, crypto's still here. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those coins are not here anymore.
I don't really even hear people talking about masternodes at all.
Somebody was talking about it the other day.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's very rare. Not like I was in 17.
Yeah, no, we have like, one.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now the masternode was going crazy in 2017. But I say that to say, I feel like, you know, if you invest in a good NFT, it is something that you should definitely be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, there's a lot of, you know, people that's out there that have good ideas, good, you know, products attached to it, things of that nature. So just do your research, but you know, don't just get anything
yeah.
just cause it's an NFT.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And don't try to just make anything. I think a lot of people out here, right. That like, no disrespect, but they might be a sanitation worker. And so that somebody made money because they had sold an art piece on as an NFT. And they're like, you know what? I used to draw in eighth grade. Let me try to create something. Right. There's no value. Like that's not your passion. Right. Or maybe it was, but you didn't follow it. And a lot of it has to do with social equity too. Right. So like the person who's actually putting a product out, they have to have people need to know who you are. It's going to be tough to just create a piece of art and say, oh, this is value because I made it. Having social equity definitely helps. You know what I'm saying?
And the creators are making way more than
exactly. Yeah.
And we could, we probably have some more content in 2022. We'll definitely have. We'll definitely have more content in 2022 about NFTs, just for educational purposes also, because it's like people just need to be educated. And as the space gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it's important that you, you know, are fully aware, fully educated. So
And make sure it's an experience, like create an experience around it. Right. Like
you, put even with that, it has to have a unique advantage just because
it has to be something dope.
Yacht Club make something and you want to make a dolphin. That's not enough value in it to actually have value in the market. And I tell you guys that like every business and every entity has to have a unique advantage that no one else has. If anyone else can just
take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Copy the blueprint or the model. That's the one thing I love about investing. Like, you actually have to have a skill set in long-term investing to be good. Everybody can talk about it, but getting gains and getting alpha is different, especially in the futures market. So when you guys are creating, think, what does yours do that no one else on earth can do? That always has to be the starting point. Mm-hmm. Always. Once you have that, you can have something special. But until then, you're just trying to catch a wave that you're not a part of early enough.
Yeah, somebody just asked about it, the what do you think NFT's impact on music. I mean, I think it has it could have an amazing impact on music if artists educate themselves, because they have the social equity, they have an actual product, they can make it limited, and they can offer unique experiences around it. I think Gary Vee said he made 90 million, right? He made the first 40 million from actually selling his NFTs, but the rest came from the commission that he did from people selling what they bought. And so if an artist does that, they make a limited amount of a project and they sell it at a certain price. As soon as people buy it, they're going to try to resell it. That's what people do. It's the resale market. We know that. We've seen it in sneakers. We've seen it in other commodities. Resale markets make billions of dollars, right? Same thing in the NFT space. You sell it at a certain price, you're going to make money, whether your commission is 5%. And that's the best thing about it. It's like you get to choose. So whether it's 5 or 10% commission on your product,
All you did was make the product. You sold it, and now people are selling it for you, and you make a commission. So I think it's a game changer if artists educate themselves.
But I feel like
I feel like some of them are just saying like, "Oh, this is the wave," and they're not properly educated in the space, which is unfortunate.
You still have to strategy, because if you copy it, it'll just be the new mixtape run.
Right.
Everybody can't do it. Like, but when we drop the soundtrack, Red Panda Family. Yes, Chan, what we doing? And let's go call me the other day. You keep playing if you want to.
There you have it. Keep playing.
Jada, can I get my verse? I love you.
Ian says, still.
Jada Kids hasn't given you a verse yet?
Still in the meeting.
Listen, Styles, Jason. Call your brother. Now I want Greenberg all that.
Yo. We really live here. Get through that. Yo, GV, yo, be easy. Easy.
Man. All right, we gotta get on this.
Y'all got love for me out there, right?
We gotta make some.
I know you the versus king. Let me get my versus king. Please.
We gotta make some phone calls, man. We gotta make some phone calls. We gotta get this.
This is gonna happen. We're gonna make it happen. Done.
We gotta get this Jada Kiss situation.
We're gonna make it happen. Shout out to Warburton. Yeah, shout out to Yonkers.
Robinhood is down 44%.
Woo! That's this month.
Oh, yeah, baby. Month.
Shout out to Robinhood.
Shout out to Robinhood.
The lesson of preparing the worst case scenario. So what's the deal with Robinhood?
This is why I always say I never want you guys to buy IPO right at the gate. Now, for those who are invested beforehand, great, pre-IPO, you're great, but don't chase. I want everyone to write this down. Prepare the price to buy and the absolute worst case scenario. For me, that price, let me go to my little crystal ball. That would be $14.44. Now, if I had to bet my life, that would be the place in which I would buy. Now, I hate a high of 85. I think Robinhood has amazing value. Great CEO, despite what everyone says. I know Robinhood takes from the hood and all that. I hear you. But they did make it easy for us to be able to get into the market with three clicks of a button, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to wait for a great price to get in case. Because if I told you 2 months ago, Robinhood will go from 85 to 18, you would be like, man, Ian tripped. I know he has some Casamigos in the pineapple juice, right? And now it's there. You have to prepare for the worst price for where something could go, and then wait. And like you say, patience pays. The only people I know who lost by not listening to the show is those who picked other assets to invest in, or you bought at the top. And that's why I say you got to wait at least 90 days to invest in these IPOs.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop, mic drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.